Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago and say good morning to Seamus Toomey. Seamus, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bob. Happy Friday. Good morning.
Yes, sir. For any of us who have traveled on the Kennedy Expressway, we know that Morton Salt building, and there are big plans for that right now. Fill us in on this.
Right. This is a very interesting story. A lot of the times when we're talking about developments along the Chicago River, along the Kennedy Expressway, it's about removing industrial sites and turning them into high-rises, apartments and condos, and frankly places that you and I will probably never go into, but they'll see them from the road. But this is one that a lot of Chicagoans might be able to participate in. The plan is to keep the Morton site salt, at least the big shed with the sign, and turn the rest of the property into sort of an entertainment district. It would have a big music venue underneath the Morton Salt sign in the giant shed, which used to just hold millions and millions of pounds of salt. There would also be restaurants. It fronts the Chicago River's North Branch, so there would be a river walk behind it as well, with a boardwalk. We've got some renderings of it on our site at Block Club Chicago, and it's really kind of a fun looking use of an industrial site that we all know and love, at least as kids staring out the window and seeing the umbrella girl when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fascinating. It's in its very early stages. The company that runs Thalia Hall in Pilsen is part of the project. It went before the city yesterday, and they got a tentative thumbs up to at least begin developing the project. I don't think there's going to be any shovels in the ground anytime soon. Obviously, it's an odd time to be opening a big music venue, but there's an anticipation that by the time this gets all of its approvals and gets built, that hopefully we all will be elbow to elbow again, listening to music and eating at restaurants. And now you can do it. It's right by Goose Island. The address is 1357 North Elston. They've got some questions about where all these people will be parking, but those are the boring things to work out in the years to come. But plan on a Morton Salt music venue at some point.
You know what? I'm looking at some of the pictures, some of the renderings on your site, Seamus, blockclubchicago.org, a river walk, and this looks like it could be a major tourist attraction for Chicago.
I think so too, and it's really interesting to see how every time something new gets developed along the river, how the city really makes sure that the developers utilize the river and turn it into a public use for it as well. So piece by piece, they're going to patchwork hopefully the north and the south branch into things that people could eventually maybe ride a bike from the south side all the way to the north side. They're really, after decades and century of us turning our back to the river, now that it's been cleaned up so much, they're really finding ways to utilize the riverfront as a recreational use. It's cool to see that as well.
Yes, it is. Have they got a name for this yet, like Salt City or something?
I think maybe your listeners ought to call in and give some advice. I have not heard one yet, but I got to think they're going to have salt in it somehow.
They should. We have some Wrigleyville news, and anybody who's a fan of Culver's is not going to like this.
Right. There was a plan to build a Culver's in Wrigleyville since 2014. This was this was at that point was going to be the first Culver's in Chicago, which is sort of hard to believe because they do ring the city in, you know, nearby suburbs that has been there for a while, the beloved Wisconsin Butterburger chain. This one was going into 3500 North Clark Street, which would have been good news for Cub fans before and after games. I was always intrigued by it because there were going to be apartments over it, and I always kind of wondered what it would be like to live above a Culver's. I think it would be great for the first weekend, and I think after a while, you know, your clothes start smelling like cheese curds.
No thanks.
It may get old.
Yeah, no thanks, exactly.
But actually, the alderman announced sort of unceremoniously yesterday that the plan is dead. It didn't give a lot of details about why. You know, lots of projects are sort of slowly fading away in the past year or so, but the good news for Culver's fans, while this one has been stalling for the last 6 years, there's been three others that have opened. Bronzeville got one. There's one in Portage Park. There's another one coming to Ravenswood and Pullman. So, you know, we're not short of Culver's anymore. And I think Wrigleyville folks can find somewhere else to get their late night snacks, at least.
Yeah.
At least until this plan gets another life.
Yeah, plenty of places. Let's go to Garfield Park and talk about something opening there.
Right. This is a project called Sky Art, and they've had great success on the South Side for a couple decades. It's a youth arts program. They have a location in the South Side. It's free. There's a lot of chance for kids to apply to it, get into it, and get some mentorship in the arts. They've finally decided that they need to have a presence on the west side. They've gotten a lot of interest from parents over there asking, like, when could you open up a location here so our kids can get involved. They have announced that they are going to do it. They don't have a location yet because, for one, they couldn't really open it at this point. But they have started a program, a virtual program, for west side children and budding artists. You can check it out. You can text Skyway, and you can get some information to it. We also have links to it on our website. And they're taking kids to, they want them to sign up, get mentorship in arts if they have some creative skills or want to develop them. And then the plan is to open a center probably around in the Garfield Park area later this summer. They're still looking for spots that they can build out. It's not a huge build out because it's going to be a big art studio bringing kids. But it's good news. They say, you know, not only is it a, you know, a path for creativity, there's some therapeutic uses for it, and you know, just a great experience for to have this Southside program expanding to the west side, hopefully this summer.
Thanks for the extremely local news roundup, Seamus Toomey. Have a good weekend.
Okay, Bob, you too.